This humanistic emphasis on history is not confined only to secular history. There has been and continues to be attempts being made to bring this philosophy into our own church history. Again, the emphasis is to underplay Revelation and God's intervention in significant events, and to inordinately humanize the prophets of God so that their human frailties become more apparent than their spiritual qualities. It is a state of mind and spirit characterized by one history buff who asks, "Do you believe the church has arrived at a sufficient state of maturity where we can begin to tell our real story?" Unquote. Inferred in that question is the accusation that the church has not been telling the truth. Unfortunately, too many of those who have been intellectually gifted become so imbued with criticism that they become disaffected spiritually. Some of these have attempted to reinterpret Joseph Smith and his revelations. They offer what they call psychological interpretation of his motives and actions.